The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to another episode of Sideline Sanity with me, Michelle Tafoya. Hey, hit that subscribe button. We'd love to have you as regular listeners. Every day we try to present really good content. And today is about reparations. Reparations are something that I, at one point in my life, thought was a good idea. I had read some Ibram X. Kendi, and then I realized what he writes about is really anecdotal. And it's not that these stories aren't important. They're very important. What happened in the time of slavery, in the way Blacks have been marginalized, African Americans here in America for a long time, is awful. And there have been some reparations along the way. But right now in California, San Francisco to be specific, there is a reparations plan in being considered that you've just got to hear to believe. And we've got some reaction to it from someone who used to be part of Black Lives Matter, but is no longer. He says he's sort of opened his eyes to see what's a little more honest look at everything. That's next.
For nearly three decades, she's reported the action from the sidelines. She started very young. She's covered the NBA, NFL, Olympics, and the college football and basketball national championships. And now, during these insane times in our world, Michelle Tafoya thinks we need a serious dose of sanity. This is Sideline Sanity with your host, one of the sanest people on planet Earth, Michelle Tafoya.
So if you don't know what reparations are, they are a way to sort of repair for the past, to give something to someone who maybe sees their life as I could have. It's sort of like when you go to court and you get damages. So this is like damages for your ancestry. Now, here's the thing. You can look at me, and again, anecdotal, and say, oh, she's been a sports reporter. She's got her podcast. She's loving life. Yeah, yeah, and yeah. But if you look at my ancestry, I mean, this is, my parents had to work extremely hard to give my siblings and me a life that could lead me to then go to college and work my ass off to get here. My parents had nothing. Okay, but you're going to say, but your parents weren't Black. Okay, my dad was Hispanic and very much experienced prejudice his whole entire life here in America. All right. So for whatever that's worth, I know you're going to say, you don't look brown. Fine. I'm Spanish. I'm Hispanic. My dad was called many names, and so was I as a child growing up in Southern California for that reason. Okay. I'm not trying to compare it. What I'm trying to say is that with every person comes a history. Lots of people have had really privileged histories. Lots of people have not, but the color of the skin isn't necessarily what has made people privileged or not privileged. So, cut to 2023, San Francisco, California, extremely liberal city. We all know that. And they are considering, as we speak, a reparations plan that lays out like this: payments of $5 million to every eligible Black adult, the elimination of personal debt and tax burdens, guaranteed annual incomes of at least $97,000 for 250 years, and homes in San Francisco for just $1 a family. These were just some of more than 100 recommendations made by a city-appointed reparations committee tasked with this question of how to atone. How to atone. Now, not everyone who is a person of color agrees with this idea. And one of the people who is speaking out is a former Black Lives Matter activist. His name is Xavier de Rousseau. And he was on a show, and we've pulled the sound from that show to give his side of things. It is a side, by the way, that I've heard echoed by many others. But let's start, John Berg, my producer, with cut number one, where Xavier de Rousseau calls this effort a way to gaslight Blacks. Let's hear it.
Yes, I think it's important that, first of all, we call this exactly what it is. This is 111 ways to gaslight Black Americans into thinking that we need to be dependent on a system of handouts in order to be successful.
I agree. When you tell people they don't have to work for the next 250 years, clearly that's a thing that's passed along for generations, that they can buy a house for a dollar in San Francisco. Do you know what the property values are in San Francisco? And that on top of that, they're relieved of all their debt, no tax burden, and here's $5 million a person. What else? I guess there are dozens and dozens of additional recommendations, but those are the fiduciary recommendations, and they are pricey. In my opinion, if you want to do this, why don't, you know, I know a lot of money went to Black Lives Matter. Why don't they pay for this if they really believe in this? I mean, because you're asking taxpayers in California, where there has never been slavery, to pay for the sins of the past of other people. And I think it amounts to like $600,000 a person in San Francisco.
Family.
In order to fund this. $600,000 per family, John? John tells me family. Okay. It's a lot of money. I mean, do you have $600,000 right now you'd be willing to give up for this? If you do, go donate it somewhere. Make the most of it. You be you. But to tell everyone that they've got that obligation when they have nothing to do with A, anyone else's skin color, B, anyone else's history. All right. Xavier de Rousseau goes on in cut number two to talk about indoctrination being a factor here. Let's listen.
Black Americans have been indoctrinated with these lies for far too long, and I used to fall for the lies until I took a deep dive into the videos on PragerU.com and realized how easily debunked these fraudulent narratives surrounding systemic racism actually are.
Full disclosure, he is now a voice representing PragerU. For those who don't know what PragerU is, Dennis Prager is a conservative thinker, Jewish man out of California who has started this series, and I've been a part of it, of conservative videos and writings and fireside chats and many, many things to try to debunk some of the stuff that is out there. You can go listen and say, I disagree, go for it. But in this young man's case, he found it fruitful and it changed him. It changed him a lot. So are these reparations going to actually happen? We'll get into that after I tell you about this. You've got to start taking care of your liver. If you're not, I'm going to tell you how. But here's why. Your liver takes care of you. It's responsible for hundreds of functions in your body that it's been helping you out with since you've been alive. Now, listen to this. The latest data from the American Heart Association indicates that adults with fatty liver, which just sounds gross, were 3.5 times more likely to have heart failure than those without. And the American Liver Foundation says that 100 million Americans have fatty liver. So each and every one of those people is 3.5 times more likely to have heart failure. I mean, that's a big number. So a lot of us are at risk, and we throw everything at our livers. We throw cholesterol, alcohol, toxins, statins, cigarettes, Tylenol. That's why so many of us have that sluggish fatty liver that makes us gain weight and lose energy. For decades now, your liver has helped you with over 500 key functions. It's time you give back, and there is a solution. I told you I'd have it for you. Three words, liver health formula. An all-natural supplement, it contains 12 clinically proven botanicals to help recharge and protect your liver. It's made right here in the USA, approved by American doctors. So if you're looking to ignite your fat-burning metabolism, boost your energy, and transform how you look and feel, try Liver Health Formula and get 5 free gifts when you order today. You'll receive a free bottle of nano-powered omega-3 to help keep your heart healthy. You'll also get 4 free ebooks to support every aspect of your health. So try Liver Health Formula by going to getliverhelp.com/sideline. Getliverhelp.com/sideline to claim your 5 free bonus gifts. Getliverhelp.com/sideline. So I said, and I teased this, are reparations going to happen? Well, again, we'll turn to this one voice, Xavier de Rousseau, former activist, former BLM guy who's changed his mind. What does he say about the possibility of reparations actually happening?
This is never going to actually happen. It is so unrealistic to think that the average family in San Francisco is going to be able to pay $600,000 extra apiece.
I mean, I don't know. I this angers me that this list has gone public and it's come out. And not that it's gone public. We should know this. But I wonder what they're doing. Are they setting expectations so high that when they eventually negotiate this down, they say, okay, just $1 million per family. Houses will cost $5, not $1. And instead of 250 years of a guaranteed income, we'll just do 150 years. That's still going to cost an awful lot. And what does it say to people? That you should just go live this kind of lifestyle for nothing? For the sins of somebody else you don't even know? I mean, I can't believe that the majority of Black people would be on board with it. Maybe I'm just being stupid and ignorant and naive here and saying, well, hell yeah, you'd jump at that. Listen, I pray we have more integrity in this country than to do that. But I'm not sure. The other part of this is to think about, you know, for everything you spend on, there's something you can't spend on. So every time you buy a coffee, a boutique coffee, maybe that's one less gallon of gas you can afford, right? You have a pie of money. You spend it as you see fit. So if the city of San Francisco wants to spend all this money on this reparations project, what won't they be spending money on? Because I don't know if you know this, money does not grow on trees. So it's not just an endless supply, as much as people say, yeah, just print more money. Well, then that leads to inflation, and you see where we are right now. So Xavier de Rousseau, cut number 4, when you're giving people homes for a dollar, what's the trade-off?
The most alarming thing for most is the $5 million going to each Black person. But for me, as an American, I'm looking at this list and I see that they're wanting to sell homes at $1 to Black Americans. As an American and as someone who used to live in the San Francisco Bay Area, it's disgusting to me that we are more focused on slavery, which ended in 1865, than we're focused on the veterans who are on the streets of San Francisco, homeless and begging for spare change in 2023. That's where they need to start sending their money.
Yeah, veterans have actually sacrificed quite a bit for all Americans to live safely in this country. You know, and they're being ignored. Not completely, but not. City of San Francisco isn't doing a whole lot for them, except giving them places to shoot up. I mean, San Francisco is one of the most dysfunctional, grotesque places. Look, my dad was born and raised, he was born in New Mexico. He was raised for most of his life in San Francisco, went to Galileo High School, same as O.J. Simpson. He is spinning in his grave right now. He loved San Francisco. He used to call it the jewel of the Western Hemisphere. He was so proud to be a San Franciscan. This is awful, what's gone on in San Francisco in the last decade or so. It's just, it's awful. Awful. All right. So who would pay for this? We talked about $600,000 per family in the city of San Francisco that would be responsible to chip in for all of this. But what do we really think? I mean, California isn't necessarily known for its generosity. And before you slap back at me on that idea, I'm gonna show some proof. And I'm a Californian. I was born there. My mom still lives there. She spent every one of her 92 years on this planet in California. But generosity may leave something to be desired. I'll explain in a second. Are you tired of looking tired? Guess what? You don't have to. Let me tell you about my skincare secrets. I'm excited to share these with you. Genucel Skincare is an amazing antioxidant-based skincare company that's made and manufactured right here in the USA. Formulated by a pharmacist with quality ingredients, their products are sure to smooth out fine lines and wrinkles while preventing new ones from forming. Now, my personal favorite, I talk about this a lot, is the Deep Sea Cleanser. It is soap-free. Soap-free. And so once you use this cleanser, your skin feels fresh and ready to absorb whatever moisturizer or serum you put on next. And that's where Genucel comes in handy, because right now you can save over 70% off Genucel's most popular package just in time for the warm spring weather. Featuring Genucel's Ultra Retinol that contains a powerful retinol alternative, safe on your skin in the summer sun, and Genucel's Dark Spot Corrector to reduce the appearance of dark marks and sunspots from those long summer days outdoors that we love. Plus, you'll still get Genucel's classic under-eye bags therapy for those annoying under-eye bags and puffiness. And with its immediate effects, see results in as little as 12 hours guaranteed or your money back. Don't wait. Visit Genucel.com/Michelle, M-I-C-H-E-L-E, just one L, don't forget, to save over 70% off the most popular package. Plus, every order subscription includes a luxury gift box with two free springtime essentials. That's two free gifts plus free concierge shipping for a limited time. Go to Genucel.com, that's Genucel.com/Michelle. That's Genucel.com/Michelle. So, you know, so we talk about paying for reparations. It's a really interesting look at the psyche of different people in America. Again, I'll go back to Xavier Durso from PragerU, former BLM activist. Here's what he says about white liberals.
They never do. If I went up to a white liberal and handed them my Venmo account, they wouldn't send me any money, but they're the first people to demand reparations because it's just another level of them virtue signaling. And like you saw in some of those prior clips, people are taking full advantage. They're selling their books. They're selling black people their own oppression because it's profitable to indoctrinate people with victim mentality.
You know, that's really well said what he just pointed out. It's profitable to point out the victim mentality. If you look at the people who have profited from victim mentality, if you look at BLM, and all that money, heck, one of the banks, Silicon Valley Bank that just went under, gave like $75 million to Black Lives Matter. I mean, where is that money? Who's benefiting? Has anyone seen improvement since that movement raised all that money? Well, I know a few women who saw improvement in their own lives, but I don't think every Black person in America saw improvement from that. So I'll finish with this because John Berg sent me a great article today about tipping and what that may say about people in California and generosity in general. So there's some information, some data. We've got to trust the data, right? About tipping. And it's a Restaurant Trends report that breaks down tipping by state and major cities. The five most generous tipping cities of the 12 major metros analyzed were Cleveland, Denver, Salt Lake City, Phoenix, and Richmond. I believe that's Richmond, Virginia. The two lowest, San Francisco and Los Angeles. The two lowest cities in terms of their tipping, San Francisco and Los Angeles. It turns out that Californians generally are the worst tippers in the nation. A breakdown by states shows the Golden State ranks dead last in tipping, far below the national leaders. Delaware, Indiana, Wyoming, Kentucky, and West Virginia are the top five states in terms of tipping. And they break it down by the average percent that people tip. Delaware, almost 22%. And I'll just go to the number five, West Virginia, almost 21%. So, How do you explain this? I mean, there are a lot of really wealthy people in Hollywood and Silicon Valley and California that have a lot of money, and they go out a lot. So where's all the generosity? You want to give away other people's money for reparations, but you don't want a tip? The two lowest cities surveyed are San Francisco and LA, two of the wealthiest cities on planet Earth, and they tip the least? Now, I don't know. Maybe there's some statistical analysis to explain this, but I'm going to quote from this article. Perhaps a look at the disparity between the various states and cities on the tipping list will offer a clue. San Francisco and Los Angeles are the two lowest tipping cities in the country. The most generous tippers are Cleveland, Denver, Salt Lake City. In terms of entire states, the best tippers are found, as I said, Delaware, Indiana, Wyoming, Kentucky, and West Virginia. Are you noticing a pattern yet? With Delaware being the outlier, all of the most generous tippers are found in red states, with similar patterns being seen for cities. And that's true even if their median household income is significantly lower than that of Californians. Conservatives simply seem to be more generous by nature, particularly with dealing with working class people who don't tend to earn a lot of money. This is really interesting. And there's a Harvard professor, Arthur Brooks, who cites a book on compassionate conservatism when he says surveys indicated that compassion and generosity were viewed differently on each side of the political aisle. Listen to this. Liberals were most likely to point to their support for social justice and welfare programs as an example of generosity. Conservatives were more likely to cite charitable donations taken out of their own pockets. That's an important distinction, this article says. Support for governmental social programs is not actually charity. Real charity requires a choice. The taxes that pay for welfare programs are not optional. I'll say that one more time for emphasis. The taxes that pay for welfare programs are not optional. And charity requires giving something that is actually yours to give. Giving other people's money through social justice programs is neither charitable nor generous. I don't know how to say it any better than that. But it's quite possible this notion of reparations is seen as a way to spend other people's money to help people out. But I would contend it just propagates this sense of entitlement, this sense of dependency. You want to depend on the city council to take care of you? Because they want to promise you the world, $5 million, no debt, no tax debt, a house for a dollar, and $97,000 a year for the next 250 years? I don't know. It seems very wrong to me. And I happen to have a lot more faith in people of all colors to work, because work is dignity, work is dignified, and to not want to put their hands out to live a dignified life. This thing is so thorny. I don't know how they're going to find out who's eligible anyway for this and what it means to be eligible for this program. But maybe Xavier Duverceau is correct in that this will never happen. Thanks for listening to Sideline Sanity. As always, be brave and do good.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
with in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.